We are satisfied with the way the Electoral Commission is registering electors all over the country. All the 11 provinces are busy with the registration process, and for the Bakongo province and the Maniema province, everything has ended now. We have the real number of people, the real figure, and the 9 other provinces are ongoing the registration. And we are happy with it, and we have given to the Electoral Commission all the budgetary means that it needs to achieve that process. And we think that by the beginning of August, everything will be okay with the registration process.
There have been some concerns expressed about some areas, especially in North Kivu, where there have been some sporadic attacks, and some people fear that could prevent some voters from registering. How are you addressing that?
Yes, we have witnessed some problems with security in North Kivu. Even a colleague member of the government, Professor Mashako, was attacked and his bodyguard killed, and the driver. But we think that whatever is going on now in North Kivu is less than what we experienced in the year 2006 for the previous elections. And we think that since we did overcome that situation in 2006, the situation now we are facing is, you know, small groups acting in small roads here and there, not in the villages, not in towns. So we think that this will not prevent the Electoral Commission to achieve the registration. And indeed, measures have been taken to really increase the level of security in North Kivu.
Will the government ensure a level playing field for all political parties that will participate in this year's election?
I think we do have provisions of law, the constitution itself and the law, that guarantee the freedom of everybody, political party or independent personality, to proceed to the competition. And we have a judiciary now that have been expanded all over the country. We have appointed, we have helped the judiciary to recruit more than 1,000 new magistrates that are being, have been now positioned in order to help those who will be stopped in their freedom to act as political actors, to complain and to have the judiciary implicate in the, giving them the guarantee the law is giving to anybody in Congo to compete.
Has the Electoral Commission been empowered enough to ensure a credible vote this year?
Yes, in our constitution, as far as law is concerned in Congo, the Electoral Commission enjoys a total independence toward the government, toward the judiciary, toward even the parliament. They are really independent, and they receive from the government only budgetary means, security means, and whatever is necessary as logistics. But concerning the calendar, the timetable of elections, the guidelines, and the management of elections, up to the proclaim the results, the commission is really free. And I don't know many commissions, electoral commissions in Africa, that enjoy such freedom than the one of the Democratic Republic of Congo. That is why they succeeded in 2006, and that is why they will succeed this year, 2011.